Spring has finally arrived, and last week I found myself enjoying a peaceful moment in one of London's famous squares. Not far from Farringdon Station, Charterhouse is cobbled and beautiful, with the medieval buildings dominating one side.
Hello. Are you two related? I make a podcast called Where Are You Going? And you just turned and you did this perfectly choreographed arm-out gesture to look at the square, and it looked like twins.
Only related in spirit.
In spirit we are.
Where are you going today?
Later on, my friend has to work, and I'm going to the National Gallery. What are you doing if you're visiting London? But I love to walk, just to walk.
On a day like this.
It's unbelievable. So I'm very happy to see this.
Where are you visiting from?
Munich.
Oh. I'm trying to think of something German to say. Bitte schön. That's about it. Have a lovely day.
Nice to meet you.
See you. Bye-bye. Enjoy. Tschüss.
The builders opposite were power hosing as I got lost in the faces of the strangers passing by.
Hi.
Yeah, I make a podcast.
Oh, okay, nice.
But just ask strangers where they're going.
I'm going to a job interview.
I was just thinking your shoes look incredibly shiny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I've got a job interview right now, so, yeah.
Where is the job interview? Just around here?
Yeah, around here. It's not too far.
How do you feel?
I'm not too nervous. It's a second interview. So, yeah, I feel like I made a decent enough impression to get the second interview, but hopefully it goes all well. I'm confident to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a certain.
Can I ask you what sort of job it is?
It's for a charity. It's in operations.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're giving off confident vibes. Can I just say that? You look smart. You look confident.
Oh, thank you. Does my hair look all right?
The rows are good.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And are you working at the moment, or is this a...
No, not currently. So, yeah, this is a job that I'm looking to get. This job, hopefully, fingers crossed, it all goes well.
Game changer, then, if you get it.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Hopefully. And I can just keep working hard and just move up the ladder. Yeah. How everyone probably is feeling in London now as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a pinch.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's more than a pinch. Some people felt it at different times. For some people, it's been a pinch all their lives. So it's how you adapt. Yeah.
And what about you?
In terms of...
You said it's been a pinch for some
people. For me, I would say I'm the person that was a pinch all my life. So I've had to work hard all my life. So you see what I mean? It's not a thing where... For some people, it might have been the last since COVID that they felt the pinch. But I felt the pinch a long time before that.
So no one gave you much?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We could definitely say that. But I don't expect much from the world, and I don't think anyone should. Well, once you start to learn that as an adult, you just have to take it. That's what I've had to learn, that if you're trying to build something for yourself and for your life, you should just take whatever you need to take, in a sense of be a gentleman, be polite, be kind. But when it comes to your dreams, they're your dreams. Only you can protect them. Only you can chase them. No one's going to chase them for you. No one's going to give you anything. Yeah, no one's going to... And everyone's out for themselves anyway. So you can only do what you've got to do to survive, respectfully.
So it sounds like you've had to learn to be a little bit of a fighter.
Oh, definitely. I was born one, I would say.
Would your mum say that?
Yeah, definitely, because she was a fighter. So I've got it from her. So,
why was she a fighter?
Because she was an immigrant. She's come from abroad to come here, and I've had to... Yeah, so I would say... And even I have as well, so I wasn't born here, but I came here when I was young, and I've had to fight all my life. So it's, I've obviously adapted with the accent. So I've been here from really young. So, but everyone should fight. Even if you, regardless of your situation, you've got to fight regardless, whether you're at the bottom, middle, or the top.
So is your mum your inspiration, or is there someone else?
Oh, definitely. My mum's definitely, I'd say, my biggest inspiration. There's a few others. There's a few others, I would say, but that's a difficult question when I actually think about it, because inspiration is something that you take from, like, every day. But I would say my mum is probably the biggest. There's people you can look up to, but you don't speak to them and things like that. So that's not, I don't know, if they might motivate me, but inspire is a whole different thing for me.
What's she like, your mum?
I would say she's very, she's charismatic, she's got a great personality, lovely, strong woman, smart, intelligent, always thinks about others. She puts the family first, others first. She just breeds good morals and values. She instills that in her children and everyone around her. Harmony, she brings a lot of harmony.
That's an interesting word.
Yeah, that's what she brings. If you got a lot going on, she well, when I've had a lot going on, she knows the right words to say to bring that kind of harmony and I don't know, just level me up, make me think again the correct way.
So she'll be proud of you today, regardless.
Hopefully, yes, hopefully. Yeah, hopefully. That's what I strive to do, is to make her proud. I think that has been actually a really strong motivating factor from when I was young, is to make my mum proud, my family proud, people back home proud, my community proud. It's a lot of people that I would say that it helps motivate me to just make people proud. I make myself proud. I think that's one of the biggest things I had to learn as an adult is don't just do it for others. Because if you do it for others, sometimes your motivation might go up and down. But if you're always willing to be self-motivated and do it for yourself and know what you need to achieve, then have that in the back of your head, and then yeah, you can't really ever let yourself down.
Such a good thought for a Wednesday morning. Come on. There's a little robin, just he's gone now. He's sitting on that little pole there listening to you.
Oh, brilliant.
I think robins are good luck.
Yeah, always. I didn't even know that. Something I learned today.
I don't know if they are, but I'm going to say they are.
I know they're lovely birds, though.
Yeah, and he was listening. He was had his head on one side, soaking up your wisdom.
Oh, brilliant.
Good luck.
Thank you so
he's
much.
He's singing for you now.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Have a good day. Yeah.
You too. Bye. I really hope he got the job. Hello to Jack B, Bella and Alex, and thank you for your coffee donations. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can donate via the coffee button on the website at whereareyougoing.co.uk. My name's Catherine Carr, and the team at Loftus Media produce these episodes. If you had 30 seconds and time to rate and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, we'd be really grateful. It helps others to find the stories too. Thank you for listening.